HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Aditi suffered a ligament tear near her ankle when she was a child. A delayed diagnosis and treatment led her to multiple such injuries to her ankle, which over the years developed into scoliosis. Scoliosis is a disorder that causes the spine or the backbone to curve abnormally. Basically, one's spine forms an S shape when looked at from the front. It was only when Aditi was in her 20s that her scoliosis was diagnosed. By then, she had lived much of her life in pain. Signs and symptoms of scoliosis may include uneven shoulders, one shoulder blade that appears more prominently than the other, uneven waist, one hip higher than the other. About 10,000 people get diagnosed with scoliosis in India every year, and females have been noted to be at higher risk.
Hi, I'm Aditi Mendiratta and I'm 24 years old. I'm a lawyer by profession and I was diagnosed with scoliosis when I was 21 years old. Growing up, I was this person who really enjoyed being outside. So I was 8 years old and like usual kids playing in the playground, I was playing with a friend of mine, a girl, and she was 3 years younger than me, right? So you can imagine that she was not as strong as me. She pushed me and I fell. And because of the fact that my parents also were not very keen on taking me to the doctor, when they took me to the doctor 2 weeks late, I found out that I had gotten a hairline fracture. The doctor actually told me that the bone had set in an unusual way and that it could have an impact on how I would walk for the rest of my life. The doctor suggested that I should be taken to a physiotherapist so that the person could actually teach me how to walk in a right fashion so that it would not hinder my growing years. And I was just 8 years old back then. And my parents, I do not actually blame them, but it was something that they could not even have fathomed at that point of time. So they just asked, is there a desi ilaj for this? And the doctor, he suggested that my parents make me walk on a straight line with a book on my head. And apparently that was supposed to cure whatever deformity that might have been caused because of the fact that I did not get proper medical attention at the proper time. And that plan obviously fell through. And I just grew up walking in a strange way that was not really clearly visible to everyone. But it was something that became very prominent over the years. Because of the fact that the plaster got applied on my ankle 2 weeks later than it was supposed to, the ligament had actually, you know, recovered in a way that was not really how it was supposed to be. I got fractures in the same ankle for the next 3 years, and it definitely made the problem worse because now my parents were even more protective and they would not let me go out. And I was this person who used to absolutely love running. I remember there was this time before I got my first hairline fracture that I was like a consecutive winner of the gold medal in my school athletics meet. After that, when I had that first hairline fracture, I just stopped running. And I still regret that to this day. Because, see, if I had gotten the proper medical attention, I would have definitely turned out a different person today. Thereafter, I spent the next couple of years just being buried amongst books, constantly always pressurizing myself to score better or be better than the rest of the kids in my class and school. And it was not really that easy because honestly, at this point of time, I did not have a lot of confidence in myself. So I got bullied a lot as well. Things started going south socially and mentally for me as well. One thing that I really remember when I was going through my teenage years is the fact that I was constantly in pain. And somehow I realized that people around me were sort of happier. If you're constantly under pain, it naturally affects how your mood is. It's something that controls the events that happen around you. And it was absolutely painful for me to do like menial tasks like picking up a book, going to school, and that's why after like the 10th standard I ended up not going to school at all. For the 11th and 12th standard I made arrangements. that I just had to go in and give my exams, and that was about it. I was about 21 years of age and I was taking painkillers almost every day in order to just barely do things that people are supposed to be doing when they are 21 years of age. Parents actually said that we think it's time that you see someone about the pain that you have. And I was like, fine, yeah, okay, I'll do that. And then they handed me a voucher that they had gotten through a friend of theirs. It was a free consultation voucher for an orthopedic surgeon that had come in from Germany to India, and he was just here for about 6 months. I went in for that consultation and he just asked me to get up and walk. He asked me to walk in a straight line a couple of times, and about 2 minutes of scribbling on his pad, this guy tells me that, look, Aditi, I'm not sure what you have, but it's definitely not just a pain in your shoulder. I can't say it for sure, but you should get an X-ray done just to be sure. But I think you have scoliosis. And at that point of time, scoliosis sounded like this big word that had just been dropped in my lap. And I did not even know what it was. I was just looking at him with a question mark on my face, going, what does that even mean? And this guy goes on to explain that it is a deformity of the spine in the sense that it makes your spine curve in a manner that it's not supposed to get curved in, and it is characterized by an S shape of the spine. And the natural next question that I asked was, is it curable? And he says, no, it's not. You can get treatment for the rest of your life, but there is nothing as such that you can do to reverse it. But you can stop it right where it is. I decided to give that X-ray a shot. I gathered the courage to get that X-ray done. I went in to that lab, and this guy, he asked me to just stand in front of a machine, and I stood there. He just asked me, how old are you? And I told him, I'm 21. Then he called someone else in and said, ye normal hai. And I was just standing there. I did not know how to respond to any of it. This guy had just confirmed my worst fears. I had just gotten diagnosed with a disease that I did not even know existed until about a week ago. And I went in to see that doctor again, and I was like, okay, fine. I do have scoliosis. Here are the X-ray reports. Now, what can we do about it? He told me that it'll take at least 30 sessions of about an hour each in order to assess how bad the situation is and what more can we do to change it. And so that's how it started. And it is almost like a matter of luck that I chanced upon a physiotherapist. He was a sports injury specialist and he somehow specialized in scoliosis in various age groups. And that's how the treatment began. I used to go in thrice a week for about an hour. It was quite a bit of a challenge, but he was this person who was absolutely sure about what he was doing. He guided me through it. The good part about it was that my pain was getting replaced by soreness. I did not have that pain anymore. I did not have to go through life feeling as if I was helpless. He started asking me to pick up heavier weights. He would ask me to do the exercises that people normally do at the gym. I actually did end up getting a membership to a gym nearby my place. And it has actually been 3 years now that I've been going to the gym. It started off very casually. Like I just used to go 3 or 4 times a week. But over the years, I have started investing a lot into how well I do at the gym, including buying protein, which is something I thought I would never do. But, you know, it does help. And I have started looking at YouTube videos. I follow Instagram influencers who go to the gym and recommend exercises. And I'm super proud to tell you that right now, legit bench press about 35 kgs of weight, and this is not something that everyone can do, especially given the fact that I have scoliosis. A lot of the people at my gym are genuinely surprised when they get to hear that I'm suffering from it. Imagine I was living in this body that somehow made it painful for me to just survive, and now I'm picking up weight which is more than how much I weigh. And honestly, I have never been more proud of what I have achieved. You know, if you have a problem, you need to go to the right expert. If I had gone to the concerned person 5 years or even 7 years before than I did, I would have not lived in so much of pain. But no matter what, whenever you do get diagnosed, do not let it hold you back. And I'm glad that I got the right people who treated me for it. And I'm glad that it got me going to the gym, because I know it sounds absolutely cliched and the worst thing that most actors and actresses say, but I can't live without going to the gym anymore. I genuinely feel guilty when I do not hit the gym. Do not let anyone tell you that just because you have something for the rest of your life, you can't do stuff which other people are doing. That's what I would want to leave you with.
अगर आप भी अपनी कहानी दुनिया को सुनाना चाहते हैं तो हमें खत लिखिए writetous@healthshots@hindustantimes.com. We are so excited to bring new stories to you every week. Don't forget to subscribe, share and follow Health Shots, because we have so many champion stories coming your way. This is Chaya Dabas signing off. See you next week. Bye-bye.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.